know Barina? Maybe you should buy that place. Nice lot.
Years ago. It's gonna be houses.
He has the monopoly, right? For the police station? He doesn't have
Nothing.
it?
Who bought Barney's? Yeah?
No, the shoe
No.
place, no?
I heard the
Shoe place?
daycare center.
Marty's.
I heard that daycare center. You know, it's money I want there.
They closed because the office in the bank. Yeah, they closed up shop. So thank you for your part.
Because he closed the shop.
No, Barney's closed it. Barney's didn't want to sell. He
Didn't
didn't want to sell
want
the Jew.
No, he
Why should I give it
didn't.
over? That's what I think. I think
He
just
didn't
close it up.
want.
Like we had enough of you guys.
Got work for him or the community. Not somebody who's been starting to open a daycare center for community.
That's not what happened.
That's what. That's what. You see,
That's not
he
what
only
happened.
fits community. He's not just Tom selling it.
Why is that anti-Semitic for kids?
You know what I mean.
Then you know, Ben, don't argue on his agendas.
All I know is that print video is priceless.
I make it hash crazy to walk with me on Shabbos. Yeah, I make it hash crazy to walk with me on Shabbos. Hash posted a video on Len's chat last night. Yeah, it's a fast. The man is absolutely deranged.
He's not deranged. The reason why
the reason why he didn't walk with me. It's on Shabbos. The video, he took it over his house and he made it fast. Hey, watch.
It's his camera walking. It's Livey walking by his camera at 14 speed.
He wrote, "That's why I don't walk with the guy." Family's going bananas. No, I met him outside. I see him. I came back at 12:25 and I see him outside. Hey, you should have walked. You back already? He's like, I wouldn't have been back till 4 o'clock.
What time do you leave here?
6 o'clock.
6:40.
How long did it take
you? Hour and 25 minutes.
That's so bad. It's not so bad.
He's still on a high.
It's a long walk. It's a long walk.
You got to see the Kedusha?
He sped that up. You were walking fast. You were sweating, but
he's hurting his still his feet.
Well, I was sweating. It was cold outside. It was good. I'm saying it was good weather to walk, so you don't sweat. If I would have been at like 65 degrees, I would have been sweating crazy. You can't do this. If you do it in the summer, you have to walk slow. Otherwise, your mom would sweat like crazy. Okay, today's share is sponsored at the Refuah Shleima Falls Avzah Ben Rachel. And Omek Simer Ronan, Hashem Yim Kun Damam, hopefully we'll get his body out. I think his body is supposed to be one of the bodies that we're getting out. Yes.
What's his last name?
I don't know, I forgot. Omer Maxim.
Ronan.
No.
Nutra.
Nutra, yeah. Bind him in Asra Sara, Rakhri Vachara.
His body's out.
What's the name? No, his body's not out. That's Pesher Reza. Double Mary Peroch, Esli was Chayaf, and Shmuel Devoro, and the Abishah should help that the hostage should get out. And it's a very stressful moment right now for Klal Yisrael.
Yes, it's a terrible deal that way.
It doesn't matter. In 3 days, Hamas is going to break even.
That's not true.
I understand, but every hostage gets out. It's Siyata Shmaya.
We're not getting more than 30.
But you're giving 50,000 terrorists back.
We don't care about terrorists. Terrorists doesn't
by
matter.
By Thursday, they'll be done.
Terrorists doesn't matter.
By Thursday, they'll
who
be
cares?
Done.
You think because the guy in prison, and what about the guy there who doesn't want to kill
they're all terrorists. Also,
by
in
Wednesday,
last 6 weeks, they gathered tons of thousands of terrorists. What do you think they gathered them for? To give them back.
No.
100%.
They're giving back. They're giving
this
back
thing
all
in prison.
No, they're not. Only some. Only some. Only some.
Charlie, by Wednesday,
I know. They're putting
Thursday,
in a few guys, old
dead.
Guys,
that's
but they're also
that's
giving
that's
back. The Amay Nam, they're giving back. The guys who just took in for the last 3 months.
Yeah?
Well, it's not good. Api Alocha, the Badats and its show, no, they said that you should get out. The only one who came out not is Chabad. The Paiskim and its show came out that you should.
Yeah?
You yes.
Why? Based on?
Because who says you don't give out terrorists for what's going on? You don't kill, you don't, you can't kill other Jews. No, with only with Jews, with a terrorist, so give them what's the There's millions of terrorists there. What's the difference? They're all just as bad. The whole Gaza is terrorists. What's negotiate? It's a shayla b'kuach nefesh.
Do it again.
That's a different shayla. But to give out terrorists, you're allowed. I'm saying the Israeli Medina psak,
no.
The psak from the Badats in Israel, it's Israel, means the who takes care of the thing, are saying to do it.
That's not true. I wouldn't be shocked if he did, by the way.
Why? Of course they consult them. Of course they consult them.
I don't know for sure.
We are up to
two dots
on top. Now I'm giving them a bit. I'm an olive.
So when you're not around, we finish the block.
Oh, you really didn't come here?
No.
I guess
Charlie didn't draw.
He doesn't know.
I came here at 8:00 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. You, Penny Warner, and Reuven Miller.
You didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
You're never here, and Penny Warner's never here, and Reuven Miller comes once in a while, so I told Charlie, and that's it.
You didn't even have a hobby to tell you.
Yeah, I didn't tell him.
And nothing went on with Chavez. I woke him up.
So who did that?
Nobody. They just sat here
smoking. Came in good late. Came in.
Let's go. We have a long blot, a hard blot.
And then at 8:29, he went home to wake up his kid.
Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph, right on top. It's a very interesting blot. So the Mishnah says, Dini Mamanus.
First.
Dini Mamanus. Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph. 33. Dini Mamanus.
Almost as many hostages getting out today.
Machzirin bein l'schus, bein l'chayva. What does machzirin mean? So dinim machzirin means that you could go back on the din. So what does this mean? Veriminu. Donas adin. Zika is a chayiv. Chayiv is a zakai. If you pass in a din, zika is a chayiv. You say it's a wrong. You're doing the wrong psak. So a guy who was supposed to be chayev, you said he's innocent, or chayev is a zakai, vice versa. Tima is a tar. Somebody is supposed to be tar. You said it's tar tamei. Tir is a tamei. Masha also asui bishalom beisoi. What do you see from here? You see clearly this brisa. You see clearly that you cannot the din is not chayzer. Because the din is chayzer, it means if I give a psak that something's tar, and it's really tummy, and then I could
figure it out later.
Retract my psak, then why mishalom beisoi? You only mishalom beisoi if you can't retract your psak. So this thing is tummy, done. But if you can retract your psak, it's not tummy anymore. The fact that you have to pay from your house, it must be you can retract your psak. If I care for my own Mishnah. And this is the whole Gemara over here, so you have to understand the two. There's two. Al Mishnah says you could retract. Machzirin over here says you can't retract.
Why is it not Mishpat Echad? Why is it not a fault in Mishpat Echad? Some you could retract and some you can't.
The Mishnah says you could retract.
I get it. Why is that?
Why does the Mishnah say you could retract?
Mishpat Echad.
What do you mean? Why does Mishpat Echad say you can't retract?
Because if you can't retract by that, you can't retract by that too.
By what? Who said you can't retract?
By Dina Fashas, you can't retract, right?
Dina Fashas, you could retract, depending on what. Depending on what. We'll see.
Right.
We didn't get there yet, but we'll see. So what? I'm saying what?
Different rules for different things.
Different rules for everything, Dina Fashas, Dina Mamas.
Why? We said the whole thing in the
beginning. Well, I'm saying, right, 3 Dayanim and 23 Dayanim. So you're asking the whole Mishnah.
The Mishnah brought down
the whole Mishnah is answered.
We just woke up with Mishpat Echad yesterday.
Mishpat Echad is only Lagabe Digmar, only learns Lagabe Dush of Kira.
Right.
But there's still a difference. The Mishnah says 10 different differences.
Yeah.
Good question.
So then in Mili, the Tolu, B'schus V'choy V'ein L'hashvois, you don't do this Mishpat Echad, L'shayach V'dini Mamnes. And Schus and Choy V'is not Shayach. So we don't look at it.
Anyway, good question.
Whatever that means.
So the Gemara says, I'm not saying it's a bad kasha. It just has nothing to do with our Gemara right now. It's a good kasha in the Mishnah. And I'll tell you, the same places are very good. I'm very proud. But right now, let's try to get the daf.
Get him roller skates.
I'm not saying he's good. Masha also, I wasn't here yesterday, so I missed out this one. Masha also, he'll be Shalom basically. So you see, if I carried from our Mishnah, that you cannot be chayzer, because if you can be chayzer, why are you paying for your house? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef lo kasha. It's not shver. Don't ask me a question from one brayso to our Mishnah. Kan b'mumcha, kan b'shein mumcha. Our Mishnah is talking about you're a mumcha, and that brayso is talking about you're not a mumcha.
Mumchas don't make mistakes.
So one second, if you're a mumcha, wait. If you're a mumcha,
just the opposite.
If you're a mumcha, we say that if you made a mistake, you could be chayzer. And the way Rashi learns, the way I understand the pshat and Rashi, I'm not positive this is a pshat, but this way I understand it is the most simplistic pshat, is that if I'm a mumcha, dying,
really?
If I'm a mumcha dying,
understatement of the year.
If I'm a mumcha dying, and I give a psak, and then I'm chayzer, so it's understood that my chazorah is a real chazorah because I know what I'm doing. I made a mistake. Now I'm saying, you know what? I made a mistake, chayzer. But if I'm not a mumcha, who says what you were chayzer is the right thing?
Just being
wishy-washy. You're just being wishy-washy. Right, so the whole thing is not negaya. So if the whole thing is not negaya, then mishalom beisoy. We have no idea if you're right, yeah, yes, no. So that's not convenient. So now Mishnah, your mumcha, of course it could be chayzer. Psak is chayzer. That's it. I was matami something that was supposed to be tar. We take it back. Okay, you're good. But in that mish, in that price or not? That's
so
one
who,
shot.
So who said the first time?
The what?
Okay. Now.
No. Wait.
But that's why he was here at 8 o'clock yesterday. You watched me out.
Who said? How do you know that the first thing was a mistake if it's not a mumcha?
He says. The guy says, "I'm crazy. He doesn't want to pay." We tell him, "Pay. Hey, you just messed up." He says, "I messed up." The guy who's ain't a mumcha says, "I messed up."
So then we can't figure out if he's right or wrong. Which one is right or wrong? Why was he chayzer?
He's the guy. He's the rav of the shul. That's not a child. He's the rav of the shul.
Why he's the only one on the bed?
That's who you went to.
There's only one.
You went to the guy's ain't a mumcha. So Gemara says a mumcha.
A single guy.
You went to bez nashen a mumcha.
A single guy.
Three guys. Then I'm mumcha. It's such a thing. Kam mumcha, kam esh ene mumcha. For example, a mumcha machzirin. You tell me a mumcha.
There you go.
A mumcha machzirin. Chutzpah. Mumcha machzirin.
Cleveland would have never caught the mistake.
So you tell me, Vaktani, am I a mumcha lebezdin? Potamol shalom. It says, if he's mumcha lebezdin, he's potamol shalom. So, the question is, why is he patal shalom? Means it must be that what he did is a good, right? Because otherwise, why is patal shalom? So Gemara says, Aram Nachman. No, there's another caveat. Kan sheyesh gadol haymenu.
If you're able to reverse
it, then it's chayzer and you're done. So it must be that you can be chayzer and still your potter. So what's going on over here? So your whole premise is off. Gemara says no. I'm not kash yesh gadol amen b'chacham of minyan. Kash ain't gadol amen b'chacham of minyan. You need two things. You need sai mumcha, sai to be a gadol amenu. If there's a gadol amenu, so then you could be chayzer on the din. But if you can't, if there's not a gadol amenu, you can't be chayzer on the din. Because Rashi is very interesting. Potl mashal, Rashi is a very Rashi is by Bezdin Mumcha. By Bezdin Mumcha, the reason why you're potter, why should be potter? Rashi is Am Rashi also me you potl mosham, the kivin the mumcha hu, mazal bishada hu gav a garm le miti. You can't make me pay, is a very important halacha. You come to a Bezdin Mumcha, and the guy made a mistake, so really, I don't think you made a mistake. Why shouldn't you pay? You messed up. So pay. You're liable. Actually, you caused me damage. So Rashi says, no. You went to Bez the Mumcha, there's something wrong with you. Obviously, you're supposed to get hurt. Hashem wants you, whatever there is. It's your mazel. Mazel bisha. I mean, that's the way they bring down, that's the way you're supposed to look at it. You're supposed to look at it like,
so
yeah.
To Bezden at all, then?
Yeah.
No. You have to go to Bezden, but there's a reason why this Bezden, who's a Mumcha, messed up. Hashem made it that for some reason you're supposed to get hurt. And whatever that is. And that's what Rashi is saying. Very interesting concept, but that's what he says. Okay, so that's the one way of learning pshat over here. That's what Rav Nachman is saying. Is saying the nafkamina between the two, the Brais and our Mishnah. Sheishas Amar, kan shetah b'dvar Mishnah, kan shetah b'shikol adas. A new concept that if you made a mistake in something that's a Mishnah, it's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah, then we say it's chayzer. But if tah b'shikol adas, then it's ain't a chayzer. So what is the zok the Gemara? The Amar of Sheishas Amar Rashi, tah b'dvar Mishnah is chayzer. Your psak is chayzer. Tar b'shikol adas ain't a chayzer. If it's just there's no dvar mishnah. The Gemara doesn't say what is the mishikol adas. Everything is written down. Which today, by the way, the place can hold. Today is no such thing as shikol adas.
What does that mean? Written down.
Everything is black and white. Today everything is black and white.
What does that mean?
There's no shikol adas. There's no shikol adas. He says the place can bring down today. Every shaila is written down. There's no anymore. There's no shikolad. No shikolad das. Shikolad means something that's not printed, and you have to come up with your own cheshbon. That's kamat not shchiach today. It's maybe a different twist than old shiloh, you know. But I don't know. That's what I saw brought down. My girl's yam says that. He says today is kamat no what's it called. But anyway, in the old days, it was something called shikolad das. It wasn't black and white. There was the Gemara. There was the Mishnah. There wasn't even shulchan aruch in the old days. There were no Ramah.
They didn't. Sure they did.
No, they didn't. They had the Gemara. There were no Svarim in the old days. Shulchan Aruch was created. There was the Gemara and the Mishnah. Rebbe had a Mishnah. Everything was derived from a Mishnah.
They had guys' notes.
They had nothing. They had just prices and Gemara. And you have to derive from it. You arguing with this fact?
Yeah.
Charlie.
He's going to move today. What? I didn't even wake up yet.
Sure, well,
so, we all could attest to that.
Tob shikol das any chayzer. I'm learning Rav Ashi. I feel tob Rav Chia Rav Oishia. Even Rav Chia Rav Oishia, that would be a dvar mishnah. I'm like in. I feel Rav Shmuel. I'm like in. I feel with Divi Dachim. Me and you. I'm like Otu Anan Katli Kana Ba'agmana. What are we? Chop liver. What? Why are we different than everybody else? Ishah, what does Katli Kani Ba'agmana on? It's a saying. The Gemara, the Minyan Gemara says, Gemara and Bracha says that if somebody sees reeds in his dream, he's a Rosh Hashiva. He's destined to be a Rosh Hashiva. It's a sign of godless. That's what he was saying. What are we not reeds? We're also Chashiv Yidden. Reed cutters. Anan, Hechidami, come on, Anan. Hechidami Shikadas, what does Shikadas mean? I'm not Papa going, Trey Tanoya or Trey Amaroy, the Pliga Dodi. We have that in the Gemara many times. And they didn't have a Shulchan Aruch those days. All you have is the Gemara. So you have two machlokes, you have machlokes, you don't know what. So he made his own decision. So it means the sugya seems to be going with the other one, but it doesn't. There's no psak. And he went with one. That's shikol adas. That's eina chayzer. And that's where it says that you have to pay for your house. In such a case, we made shikol adas. Our mishnah is going where you paskin. Like a Mishnah. If I care from a Mishnah, sometimes it's a Dvar Mishnah, you made a mistake. So over there, it's Chayzer. So Gemara says, Eisvir, I'm Nunal Rav Sheishes. You're saying that's Tolin Shikol Adas, this halacha, Maisel Parish, Abbas Menachem. Shnitla, Aim Shalom. The womb was taken out. The Chilu of Tarn from Klovim. And he fed it to the dogs. Obam Eis Venechacham, Beyavna. Vitirua. And they said, no, that this animal is a kosher animal. It's not a treifa. Why do you say feed it to the dogs? He says treifa. If it doesn't have a womb, it can't live. And he brought it to the Vnei Chacham Yavne. He said, no, it could live. Why? Shamar tu zareifa. Ain't part of a chazer. Yotzim alaksan shom mitzrayim. Em ken choyt chayim shalom. Kishloi teled. In Mitzrayim, they wanted the monopoly on the pigs and cows that went out of the country. They didn't want that other people should raise cattle and pigs from their pigs. And anytime they sold a cow or a pig, they cut out the womb. Now, if you tell me that it's a treifa, nobody's going to buy it. Obviously, they had a whole business going over there. So the Tudus Reifa, he says, ain't part of the Yitzchak Salish time, Elm Kechot Chayim Shalah, Kedeshot Held. And he was paskining Tudus Reifa that it's not a treifa. So, Mela, how could Europe Tavern say that this is a treifa? It's clearly not a treifa. So, Amar Tarfon, Holcho Chamorcho Tarfon. I lost my my donkey, which means I have to take my donkey, sell it, and pay for this animal, because I said feed it to the dogs, and I ruined it, and really it's, what's it called? So holcha marcha tarfin is a shiloh. Some say it's a play on words. Holcha marcha. It's not, doesn't mean your camel, your donkey, because the Rishash asks Akasha that it can't be that he had to sell his donkey to pay. Rav Tarfon was a very wealthy man, Gemara Durham. He didn't need to have to sell his donkey to pay. He had plenty of cash. It's a play on words that his chumras means he didn't know what the psak was. He wasn't sure, so he went l'chumra. And that's what he said. There goes your chumra, Rav Tarfon. You want to be machmer, and now you see that you're wrong. Well, some say that it was like a kanas. He did it purposely to sell his donkey so he can remember, don't do this. Be kidding. When you have a psak, don't make a psak wrong. I'm selling my car to pay for it. Even though I don't need to sell my car, I have plenty of cash. But I want to sell something that I'll remember.
Hey, you wanted a new car.
Amalei Rav Akiva, and it's interesting that in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down that you see that Tudus HaRoifa is the deciding factor in this Gemara. That means Tor B'Dvar Mishnah. Tudus HaRoifa is like Tor B'Dvar Mishnah. It means if a doctor paskins something, it's set in stone. So since Tudus HaRoifa paskined that these animals from the tribe could live, that means it's not a treifa, and that's it. That's Chacham paskened. That's what I'm saying. They paskened off that. That's a psak. That's set in stone. I read the book on Chavetz Chaim. It says there that he, when he was younger, the doctor said that he had a problem. I guess they were nervous. He's gonna have a nervous breakdown or something. I don't know. So the doctor said that for a year he can't learn Ian. So he learned Nach for a year. Yeah, but the day that the year was up, he went back full fledged. So you see the doctors, you know, listen to the doctor 100%.
I'm sure he did.
So Rav Akiva says, no, don't worry about Rav, you don't have to sell your donkey. Don't worry about it. We said, anybody's a mumchel rabbim is patel l'shalom. So Gemara says, I don't understand. If you tell me what you, Rav Shesh, just made at Afkamino, because this doctor, that's toyeh b'dvar mishnah. You can be, all you have to do is be chayzer, you're psaked in. So you chayzi psak din, then you're done. Va'oid ina. So Gemara says you're right. Chayzer. That's the first thing. Va'oid ina mishikah adastiso. If it wasn't because of even if you want to say it's not Torah B'Dvar Mishnah, but Teisa Mumchel Ram Mata Chalam Mumchel Ram and Patan L'Shalom. So don't worry about it. So you don't have to worry about this thing. So Fred the Gemara, I'm not going to go Rava. Michael Meisiv Ram Nul Rav Sheshes. I don't understand. You ask me a kasha from this cow that was missing the womb that he said to feed to the dogs. Mipara Para Arechil Klovim. You're mazik the guy. It doesn't matter if you could be chayzer your psak din. The less of the tether. So why? So you're chayzer your psak din. Okay, well, I still don't have my cow. I fed it to the dogs.
Maybe he didn't.
The Gemara says it's a chiler of tafel and klavim. He fed it to the dogs. So Gemara says, Hach kamalei. I am b'shleim atob d'var mishna ain't a chayzer. I'm a kamdina. So then. Then his din stays, and I know come after b'tafrim. Come like you, mumchel beznato, v'ata patam l'shalom. Don't worry about it. Eliyahu told that mission is chayzer. Lemin lekiv in the ilu avoy para di dinoch. Lav dino. V'loy klum avdus. Hashnam lekum avdus. And the pasuk from the Gemara is that what he was telling him is that lemaisa he didn't feed it by a dime. Even though the lashon of the Gemara is bechiler b'tafel and klavim, means that he allowed him to. He told him that that's what it's right to do. And the guy fed it to the dogs. It's talking out here. But the bottom line is, if it was here, he wouldn't. It would be halacha of chayzer, and you wouldn't have to pay anything. Now all you are is a grama. You didn't feed it be a dime. The guy went and fed it to the dogs. You gave up sock. The guy went and fed it to the dogs. So at best, you're a grummer. Grummer, you're a potter.
If he would have done it, then
maybe. If he would have done it, we'll say that's a Gemara Vayter. If he would have done it, you would have a problem. Rav Chisda Omar.
You took the
value before
he threw it to the
dogs.
Before he threw it to the dogs.
No, you chose after he threw it to the dogs. But it doesn't matter. So at best, you're a grummer. You're not chayev. You don't have to sell your donkey.
Why? You made it valueless, but you're upset.
But that's what grummer is.
That's not grummer.
That's grummer. That's grummer.
I didn't ask you
to feed it to the dogs. I was chayev 20 minutes later. You already fed it to the dogs. That's your problem.
You're like the guy that comes in when somebody already smashed his
dog. What?
Somebody has to pay for the other side.
I understand, but I was chayev. If it was still around, I was chayev. I'd be chayev? No. So it's the same, all it was. So at best, I'm a grummer. So I'm a grummer. I'm not chayev. That's what he was telling him. Not that you didn't do anything. You didn't. Your psak's not a psak. Rav Chisda Amar. Rav Chisda says different psak.
The loss. The loss was when he threw it to the dogs, or the loss was when he made a pasul. Dog or treif, whatever.
When he made a pasul.
Treif. So that's.
So he gave it to the dogs.
When he well he well.
The loss happened gave it to when the, he gave it when he made a treif.
Yeah, but I'm chayzer. I could be chayzer on that. Once I'm chayzer on that, then it's no loss. Ah, you fed it to the dogs. That's
you fed a treif thing to the dogs. Now you want to be chayzer on it, so you can't be chayzer after.
But I didn't feed anything to the dogs. I caused you to do that.
I fed a treif to the dogs. Who made a treif? You.
I understand. So at best, I'm a grummer. I didn't do it myself. I wasn't mazik be a dime.
Sure you are.
No, you're not. That's called grummer.
Okay. You didn't do
B.I. Amar.
But you took away the value.
I understand, but that's grammar. If you don't do something to be a dime, it's grammar. That's grammar.
If there's a way for you to devalue something without touching it, it's not called grammar.
The Mara's learning that it
your
is.
Your words was devalued.
So what?
You're psak. So you
but I was chayz on my words. So now it's not.
After the fact.
That's your problem.
Why is it my problem?
Because you're the one that fed it to the dogs. I didn't ask you to feed it to the dogs. I just said that it's treif. I was chayz 20 minutes later. You fed it to the dogs? Yeah, so at best, I'm a grammar. That's the way the Gemara is learning.
Apparently,
it is clear that this is grammar.
There happens to be there's a lot of raid over here on this, but I'm saying that's a Rashi learns. That's the Pasha that Rishonim learn in the Gemara. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda learns to answer the original kasha we had on top. Donas Adin, Zikas Achayev, Chayev Zakai, that we say that Masha also Visham and Beisai, which means you can't be Chayzer if I care for my own Mishnah, he answers it differently. Amar, Kansha Notal Venosam Beyad, Kansha Loy Notal Venosam Beyad. It depends. If you actually went ahead and feared Oisi Psak with your hand, you actually, we'll see what it means, but you actually did something with your dayim, so then you're chayev. But if you didn't, you're not chayev. So Gemara is going to break it down, so I don't understand what's going on over here. So Bishlam Chayev is a Zakai. What you did is, Chapler was really potter. I say you're chayev. You're going to not have an awesome I take the money out of your hand, and I give it to Shuli. So I took the money out of your hand.
Physically?
Yeah. El Zika Zachayev, but what does it mean Zika Zachayev? Zika means that really in Mechuyev, I gave a wrong sock to your potter. So I said, keep the money. So what did I do? I didn't do anything by hand because I didn't take anything from you. Because all I said is that you're innocent. But really I was wrong. So how is that considered not of an awesome yad? How is it possible such a concept? It's not possible such a concept. And that's one of the cases over here. One of the cases that from the Gemara is Donas Adin, Zika Zachayev, Chayev is a Zakai. So Mele Chayev is a Zakai. You're saying that the reason why you have to pay from your house because you actually took money from Chapel and gave it to Shuli. But if I say Zika Zachayev, I say that Chapel just keep the money, so I didn't do anything. So why should I pay for my house? No, we say just keep it. So Gemara says a very big chiddush. Gemara says a very big chiddush. Kigoin the Omar Potrato Kimoy Shinosam Notam Yad. Dummy. The fact that I went ahead and gave up sock like that, it's as if I took it from your hand. Even though I didn't. But that sock is a big shy lad I learned over here. That sock
is the release.
It's like the Rambam says like a knas. The fact that you were so confident, overly confident, to tell a guy like Chapler that he's right. No, I told you that you're right. And really, I was wrong. And I told him, keep the change. Don't worry about it. You don't have to pay Shuli back. That's like now it's Kamisha, not the one else of Yad, and it's a Knas, and Yechayev. And that's why I'm Shalom Beisai. So.
And Reb Tarfon.
Who's Reb Tarfon?
The guy we've been talking about, but don't know. With the cow.
The guy who has the doctor.
Why not? The donkey. I don't know. Yeah.
Why is that not be a dime then? Even though he just said it's close to the.
Not.
What do you mean?
He said that it goes to the dogs. Why is that not? Why? No,
yeah. He didn't feed it. He just said he's upset.
Right.
Yeah.
So then why is that different than Zika Sahai over here? Given the Amar Potter, since he said it's treif.
He wasn't Zika Sahai. There, whose chayv is a zakai.
But he said it's not biyadayim.
This man has nothing to do with biyadayim and not biyadayim. He says that it's tov b'dvar mishnah, not tov b'dvar mishnah. The Gemara of Rav Sheshes, this Gemara of Tudus Reifel has nothing to do with Yadayim. You know, the Gemara doesn't say anything about Yadayim or not. Over there, the child is if it's considered a Tav Dvar Mishnah, Chayzer or not. And the Gemara over there makes a Nafkamina. Right, we don't know about Yadayim yet. Right now, it was the only one that makes a Nafkamina between Yadayim and not is Rav Chisda. What would he hold over there, Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda would hold that. Rav Chisda maybe hold the Yichai. Rav Chisda would hold the Yichai because that's considered not Tov Dvar Mishnah. I don't know if he hold the Yichai.
So he would hold the Tarfon would be
Chayzer. I don't know. Maybe. Anyways, the Gemara says this whole pshat doesn't fit. Why? So Gemara is going to break this down. A little hard to get this Gemara, but I think this is a pshat. So Gemara says, Bishlam lischus. Mishkachs lo, the only mekar chayavato, the loy notal, vanilla nosam yad. So, l'schus means, we're going to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, I say that chaplers right.
Thank you.
It was a mistake, don't worry. What's that? Bishlaima. The schus mishkach not only mikara chayev ata. No, I say that you're chayev, but I didn't take it out of your hand. So meila, I'm not mechuyev. I could be chayzer. That's our mishnah. That's how you learn our mishnah because it's if I care from that brisa. Because that brisa, no matter where you took it out.
You said yesterday, but you didn't enforce it.
I didn't enforce it. I didn't take it out of his house. And then a day later, I was chayzer on the psak. So no problem. I'm clean. I don't have to pay for my house. The case, but the other case is where I actually took the money out of Charlie's house and gave it to Shuli, so I'm chuyu to pay. I can't be chayzer because I already took it out. So that makes sense. That's a very good nafkamina. The mission says, our mission says, you could be chayzer, sail mischus, sail l'chayva. So what happened to my chayva? So what are you going to say? Damle Potter Ata. I told Charlie, he's Potter. I'm a kiv damle Potter Ata. Commissioner told me some yadomi. We just finished saying that when you say Potter, because you're so confident, let's say the Rambam's shot that it's a knas, by saying Charlie's Potter, that it's considered that I took it out by hand and I'm chayev. Then our Mishnah, if I'd say Charlie's Potter, then that should be commission of Masav Yad, then I should be chayiv. And why does our Mishnah say that you can just be chayiv the din, and that's it, you're off the hook. So Mela doesn't fit. This Nafka Mina you're making, Reb Chisda, the difference between our Mishnah and that Braisa does not fit. So Gemara says, you're right. When our Mishnah does not say l'chayiva. That's not what it means, l'chayiva. We're changing Pshah in our Mishnah. Chodok Tani. Our Mishnah only says one thing. Dinim Mamanus. Machsir l'schus shehi chayva. Dinim mamonis, you could be machsir l'schus, which is a chayva for someone else. So it means if I tell Charlie that he owes Shuli money, but I don't take it out b'yad, and then I can be chayzer l'psak, even though it's a chayva now for Shuli, because Shuli is losing out. I can say, no, I made a mistake. P'sak is wrong. He doesn't owe the money. And then and everything's good. That's how you learn the Mishnah. Nothing to do with, there's no L'chayva.
I never would have gotten it anyway.
That's how you learn the Mishnah. Zok de Gemara, the Gemara's going to slug this up. It can't be. Why? Because the Mishnah talks about Dinim Mamonis and Dinim Nefashos. So now let's see. The Kvasa Gabi Nefashos. Machzin L'schus, Vein Machzin L'chayva. The Mishnah says when it comes to Nefashos, You can maxil his chus.
Take him out of death.
Right? But l'choiva not. And Adam says, well, what does it mean l'choiva? So maxil his chus, schus gridosim. Schus makes sense. Because if I'm a chayiv guy for chil Shabbos, I say, he's chayiv misa. Then I say, no, I made a mistake. So I can be chayiv. Everything's, it's no problem. Right? So you're good to go. Because we said, what does chayiv mean? We said chayiv doesn't mean chayiv. Chayiv means a schus that's a chayiv for someone else. What kind of schus is a chayiv for someone else in this kind of situation by misa? Well, what's the chayiv for someone else? Who's someone else involved over here? How can you learn the Mishnah like that? You're saying that when the Mishnah by Dina Mamanus, when it says schus and chayiv, it doesn't mean schus and chayiv. It means a schus shi chayiv. It's a schus that's a chayiv for shuli. But by misa, you can't say that because there's nobody else involved over here. It's a one person thing. So how does that work? Chavos the man. So Mishnah, that's not a kasha. That's not such a good kasha. Holy kasha, chavos the gal adam. Means there's a gal adam over here. A guy killed someone. We say there's chayiv misa. We say it's chayim misa. We say it's chayim goals. Then I take it back. Now the goy adam is very mad because he wanted to kill. He wanted, if he would go ahead and kill the guy, he'll be potter. Now that he said he's amazed, that's a chayiv. That's what Gemara wants to say. Maybe that's a chayiv. Mishul chavas the goy adam katlina le. That's what Gemara. Frantic Gemara. Mishul chavas the goy adam katlina le. So you kill. So he's saying you can't do this because the goy adam. You're going to kill the guy because you're worried about the goyel adam? That makes no sense. Void ma bain bain. It doesn't make sense. How did the braisa start? The braisa starts off. That's how our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says, bain l'schus bain l'chayvus. How could you learn that it's one thing? According to Reb Chizkiya, you have to learn the Mishnah. It's one thing. It can't be. So melee kasha. This whole pshat is off. A kasha on Reb Chizkiya's pshat. We don't like this pshat. I mean, it's a kasha. It's not up kafek, but it's a kasha. Avina says a new pshat. He wants to answer Reb Chizkiya. He wants to say maybe it is possible. Go and show you the mashkin. He took the mashkin away from him. Tim is atar the agibe sheretz. Tears tamei she ever ben piraisov. So actually, you did do something. It was nothing but nasa b'yad. And that's what it means. Zika sachayev. What you did is you took the mashkin out of the guy's property. Zakti Gemara, Dina Nefashis. So what does it say? The Mishnah says, Dina Nefashis, Machzin L'chus V'en L'chus V'en L'chus V'en No, Dina Nefashis, Amlam L'chus V'en L'chus V'en No. Dina Nefashis, Akom L'am L'chus V'en Akom L'am L'chus V'en. So Gemara says, how do you know? Minayin L'yotza Beiz Nechayiv, Amech Yesh L'am L'chus V'en 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 I'm going to see what Rashi chilufu lemesis. A guy who's avoid the zarnik. The chesiv lo sachma v'lo sechaslov. Don't try to be rachmanas on him. Kana masni mechi horik targenu. Kill him. V'lo yimid erzim rav sheshes. Chai v'golz minayin. How do you know that the same thing is misa that you always malam tzchus? Asher tzech v'tzech. Chai v'malks minayin that you malam tzchus. Asher rosh rosh. Tain amochi chai v'golz minayin. Asher tzech v'tzech. Chai v'malks minayin. Asher rosh rosh. That you malam tzchus. V'im makzim l'choyva. Let's get to the bottom. Amar Rechiya bar Abba Mirchanan. Who should talk about the Vav? She ain't at Tzedukah Moedim Boy. It has to be something that Tzedukah not Moedim, which means Tzedukah only believe in the Torah straight out. They don't have the Shulchan Aruch. Black and white. Avat Tov B'Dov She Tzedukah Moedim Boy. Zil Kar B'Rav. Every kid knows this. Boy Minei Rechiya bar Abba Mirchanan. Tov B'Noyev and Ev is Mal. Amar Le'ad Moedich Yoked Zil Koitz Karoch V'Tzoli. So what do you mean? While the fire is burning, go cut your gourds down. We just said something that's Dukum Baidim Boy, and this is something that's Dukum Baidim Boy because it's passing in the Torah. Itman Amir, 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 Yechon Tob, and Ev Chaiser. Elech Dom in Chaiser. So, what's the case where it's Dukum and Amarida? Amravo, Amir, Yechon, Kashitosh, Shalikadaka, Shalikadaka, Beish, Likadaka is something that's not Mephorish in the Torah. And since it's not Mephorish in the Torah, that would be something that would not be Chaiser. It's not every Barbi Rab knows this because Tzedukum don't believe in this. Zok the Mishnah, we're up to the 10th parak, second Mishnah. Kol Muktish Mechaveri, Kodim Mechaveri, Peis, Dam Chatz, Kodim Dam Oil, Mnishim Rat, Avery, Avery, Kodim, Avery, Kodim, Avery, Kodim, Avery, Chatz, Kodim, Avery, 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 Doma, Nitno, Al, Abra, Kodim, Avery, 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 Atova nazu kalm shlom nashem kham yem akum tum lakum shlom lakum shlom kadum bakhar nashem tun matan arba usmicho un asachem tun ufa un asachem tun ufa as kaza kaza bashar
where was the body they found the body of one of the soldiers that was just sitting with us back at the where was it
And he's whole?
Yeah, one of the pilots. There was two soldiers missing in 2014.
In Gaza?
In Gaza. They found one missing.